This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The 2022 World Cup is going to be in Qatar, over in the Middle East. The World Cup is one of those high-profile global-scale events that takes years and years and years to get ready for. Highways to be planned and laid, stadiums to be built, which means there is huge demand for labor. Qatar's been under some pressure for the way it's been treating its migrant labor force, so they arranged a tour of sorts for journalists, among them the BBC's Mark Lobel, which is where things went off script. Mark, it's good to have you with us.
Hi there.
Tell me how you came to be in Qatar in the first place.
We were invited in by the Prime Minister's office. They wanted to show us the improvements they'd made to workers' accommodation, specifically workers that worked on World Cup stadiums. And some of the things that we saw were incredibly impressive for a few thousand people. They're already living in these complexes, which include lovely villas that have spacious bedrooms and privacy curtains between the beds, luxury swimming pools, and well-equipped gyms.
Except you did some further looking around, I gather, and that's when things went a little bit off the rails.
Well, that's right. We wanted to see the rest of it for ourselves so that we could put together a credible, balanced report. And we did a filming at the invitation of one worker on the Thursday night that we arrived. And then a couple of days later, as we were driving along in one of Doha's main roads, eight cars drove us off the street. And we were taken in by intelligence officers, treated like spies, if you like, and interrogated separately. The cameraman, the translator, the driver and myself were all asked repeatedly where we had been, who we had spoken to. We were not told what we were being accused of, and then thrown into jail for the night.
This calls for a little bit of opining on your part, but it's tough not to think that they invited you in as a PR stunt, and then when you started poking around, they were not pleased.
It's difficult to tell if the same people that organized the PR side of things were responsible for the way we were trailed and then treated. I had heard rumors that there was going to be a media crackdown in the future and that they were going to treat fair and balanced journalism, as I certainly would think of it, and I think most journalists would think of it, as a breach of national security. But the fact that we were dealt with by security officers is the beginning of what I think could be a very worrying trend unless they change policy on that.
That because the World Cup is a global event, there will surely be more of a spotlight on the treatment of migrant workers over there. Give us a sense of how they actually live day in and day out. And it's a million people, plus or minus.
Absolutely, more than a million people. We were focusing in on the Nepalese migrants, particularly because of the effect the earthquake has had on them back home and the pressures it puts on both the people there and on more people to come and work in Qatar. We met an 18-year-old who'd come over in the last few months, and many of the old problems that people have been complaining about for many years existed in his case. You can't change your jobs within 5 years, which allows a huge amount of power to lie in your employer's hands. And the conditions, well, it's 11-hour days. The government says that in the summer months, those are only 8-hour days, but you have to work 6 days a week, and you can only take holiday once every 2 years.
They eventually let you go, gave you back your passport, I suppose, but they kept all your video and your recordings, right?
Well, when we were released from prison, bizarrely, we spent the day on the official media tour and interviewed the Labour minister and then went to see this new glorious accommodation. However, we were still on a travel ban for another 4 days. And as you say, all our equipment, all our footage, my phone, the cameraman's laptop, that's all still with the authorities.
Any prospect of getting it back? I imagine the BBC is having some conversations.
Well, judging by the way that the Qatar government reacted today to this story, I don't think we're going to see it anytime soon. They've thrown more accusations our way, accusations that they didn't even make at the time against us. But what I care for more than getting our equipment back is that if this is a media crackdown, if that is what they wanted to do, crack down on the media, I just would say that's a very bad strategy, as you say, because the focus on migrant labor is only going to increase as we approach the 2022 World Cup.
Mark Lobel, the Middle East business correspondent for the BBC. Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you.